Hello, and welcome to the Journey 8, a ministry outreach of Life's Journey United Church of Christ in Burlington, North Carolina. I'm Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to join us as we spend the next hour discovering music and thought-provoking conversation. We are here with Kara Johnstead, and we are trying to catch up a little bit. And we're going to do this first interview to find out where you are today, what you're up to, and we'll go from there.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's good to be here with the Journey 8 audience and with you, Judy, and to share the vision that I have for voice and transforming lives through the power of voice, the gift that we all carry within ourselves.
Great. And one of the things I do want you to do is spend a few minutes and actually explain to people once again what a voice visionary is.
Well, you know, voice visionary is a word I coined actually on the search to try to give words to what I do. And as I am a singer-songwriter and a singer, and I'm a voice expert and coach, and I'm a visionary, and I actually do a lot of healing and sound healing and hearing things, hearing voices and sensing where people's energy fields are at. And it was very hard to try to put that all into one word. And I often am able, or I have the gift, to see things almost before they happen and to envision things and to, yeah, they carry the vision for things. So as a voice visionary, my definition of what I'm doing in the moment and what my role is in these evolutionary times is to help people to awaken their voice, or to reawaken, because everybody comes with a certain story and a certain truth that they're meant to bring to our earth, and to help them to become the truth tellers that they are. And I call my method Voice Your Essence, because it's my experience working with people that when you connect the voice with the heart and with the mind, that the higher calling, it comes in direct alignment, and they're able to very, very quickly heal and very, very quickly come into understanding what their purpose is here. And we have a very, people tend to hear about this. I've had many, 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 many dear friends that have come and gone. And at some point, I guess I'm now, 50 years old, I realize that our time here is precious. And so it's really a relief for many of my clients to start realizing I have this voice in the world, in this world, and whether it's through writing or communicating or albums or being on stage or speaking, when they start realizing what their heart wants to say and then bring that together with their intelligence and with their wisdom, they start feeling very empowered. And a voice visionary wants to see a planet where everybody is in alignment with their true being, and they're able to bring that into the community, which is, again, we have the word communication. So that is my deepest vision for this world, is that the millions and billions of people here are going to be kind to each other, be able to communicate clearly, and to be able to lift up the vibrational field so that we can usher in a new world of peace and prosperity for everybody.
And wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes, yes.
Through your process, and of course I do it through mine, and we all have, we all have kind of the same want or the same need, and that is peace,
Yes, peace. Yes,
and,
yes.
And so what, since the last time I've talked to you, what recently have you had your fingers into?
Well, the last couple of weeks have been exciting because I just released a new song. It's called Spirit Walk, and it's a peace chant. It's also a political chant. It's a very clear, I might have even sang it last time I was here, but it's I'm going to sing for you the refrain because that's the easiest way to share with the audience what the gist of it is. And it's, don't let the ways of this world trip up your spirit walk. Don't let the ways of this world trip up your spirit walk. Don't let the ways of this world trip up your spirit walk. Rise. You gotta walk, walk, walk with your head held high. Walk, walk, walk with your arms open wide. Walk, walk, walk with your feet on the ground. Spirit walk, strong gait, standing tall, walking proud. Yeah. And that's a chant. In the beginning, I have a spoken word piece, which is very much about peace. I mean, I love the word peace because we're pieces. We're all a masterpiece of a bigger thing called peace. And it's a spoken word piece basically saying that we need to take back in some ways the power and step out of fear and step into love and really say that we are not going to accept certain things that are very corrupt in the moment that we see happening in our world, or we're not going to accept that our planet Earth is being destroyed for greed. And we need to look into these issues, and it's not comfortable and it's not easy. And we would love to just simply, I'm sure sometimes, not that we shouldn't, you know, just sit by a river and read a good book, but we might just want to run away into some good Hollywood latest, you know, bestseller top 10 movie. But we are being asked, if we have the luxury to sit and do radio shows and to still pay a rent and have a roof over our head, there are many people in this world that don't have that luxury. And I think we're being asked, as people that still do have time, to contemplate it and think about it, to act and to be the voices of change. And so that's that new song. And I brought out a second song now that I'm releasing tonight into the iTunes and Amazon. It should be out in a few days. It's called We Have a Choice, and that's also more political. We have a choice to make whether we want to love each other or to live in hate. And that's just basically it, right? I mean, that's the essence. I mean, I guess that's the essence. If you're having a conflict, that's what you get to do. It's a choice. You can either get all grumpy and twist it around and start blaming everybody else, or you can take responsibility and say, hey, how can we solve this again, which was what you said in the beginning, so that we can be at peace, so that we can make our world a beautiful, peaceful place. And that's how we came. No child is hateful. We were not born as haters. We were born as creators and part of that divine creation. And that is that piece, that missing link that we are being asked to now step into or to create. Yeah.
One of the things you said that is so, I mean, coincidental, I guess you could say, is I just finished a sermon on being fearless.
And fantastic.
What that means, of course, being a fearless Christian. And, you know, it just seems that we're all so afraid, and I see it so much on the radio show and stuff, that, you know, it is that people want to run away because they just don't know how to deal anymore with the craziness that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I think there's going to be those of us who, you know, have the radio shows, who have the platforms to say enough is enough.
Right, exactly.
And,
exactly.
You know, bring us back to center. It would be I don't like using the word miracles, but it would be fantastic if for one day, 1 hour, 1 moment, this world stopped and there wasn't a child that starved, there wasn't a person murdered, there wasn't, I mean, I envision that so much
in yes.
time, you know, in meditation, so. So,
well, the thing with the voice is that we have, and with the body, we have that ability. We do have the ability. I always say that people say, Cara, you're crazy. You want like a musical happening, you know, live. And I'm like, you guys, if we would simply open the windows every morning and sing out and even all together and say love, I mean, what a revolution. I mean, this is like so easy. You know, we have the ability, you know, to sing, love will keep us together, whatever it is. And it's, I just sang for like less than 2 seconds. And if we all kind of joined in a simple, you know, a moment every day saying that's our intention, or for example, instead of going to all these, you know, killing ourselves at fitness studios, we just started hopping, skipping and dancing down the streets, we would shift, you know, we would shift the world. And it's not naive. It's actually empowering us to say we do have the strength to rise above this, and enough, yes, enough is enough. I think we are at a very, very important time in the history of our nation. We're recording this on, you know, 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And if it does get aired tonight, it's a day of where we talk about freedom, where we talk about liberation, where we talk about what it means also to have the rights of to be able to speak freely, to be able to be independent. What does independence mean? And independence also, at which cost does it come if we're being independent without thinking about the better good for all people in the world and also in our country, right? So we have to think, to be able to be truly free, we have to always think about every single person who is, yeah, we have 20% child poverty for children in the United States, and that is such a wealthy country, and that is not, simply not acceptable. And this is why we have voices also. But if we're in fear, our voice doesn't work properly, and it shuts down, and we feel very constricted and very helpless. And so my job as a voice visionary and as an expert is to help people to open up the throat channel, which has a lot of, it has 12,000 nerve endings, and it's constantly giving us those signals of flight, freeze, and flee. And when we start being able to keep it open and having control of that, you know, the physical muscles that we can keep it open and keep it free and keep it moving, then that heart intelligence can move and connect with our mindfulness, and then we can start making really good decisions, which we sometimes can't make if we're in fear or constricted.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things from my side of what we both do, actually, is trying to get people to understand there is a higher power, whatever you want to call that power, and there is help spiritually, if you just give yourself a chance, if you just, you know, allow yourself to remember, you know, that when you let out, you draw back in. Draw back in good. Don't draw back in fear. Don't draw back in, you know, hatred and violence. Shut that out. Bring in good, and then you can face what you must face, whatever that is, you know, children that are hungry or what it might be, and hopefully ask for the help you need, you know, spiritually, however you see that. My biggest hope is that more people do listen to what you have to say, because it's so important that they understand this connection between voice. And I see it with people that are, let's say, battered women.
Mm-hmm.
I see it in the way they talk. It's, yes, okay, I get, yeah, uh-huh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So every voice that you're able to open is always so.
Well, it's also very complex because you have, you know, the opposite is we have we have other people that have very open voices, and sometimes it's deceptive because they're propagating a program which might not be healthy, and because we're in a fear state, we're not able to go against it, right? So we have had both, and I think, you know, this is where I see as a visionary and as a healer, and also as, you know, my own experience on the path, how many layers, the voice has so many layers. We can go back into memory, we can project our wants and our needs into what we want to create for tomorrow, right? We can say, I would love to change my job, or I would love to create a family. And these things, then they do manifest when we give them voice. And with battered women, it's not only the voice quality, but if you see the communication patterns, it's often a constant, I'm not good enough, you know, that comes out. And so it's these many levels. You know, the first level that I work with is on freeing the tone and making a really good, healthy, beautiful tone. Tone that people feel like whenever they're speaking, they're basically taking, I always say it's, you know, allow your voice to almost, you're bathing in your own tone. And now this is not ego or selfish, it's actually healing to have a voice that is nourishing you with every word. If we think how many words we have to speak during the day, how many stories have been transported through our, you know, over our tongue and through our breath out into the world, and how many stories we have ingested and taken into our body, then it only makes major sense to have it done in a beautiful tone. But the next step is, of course, to become conscious of the battering, the self-judgments, the self-hate, that the constant voices that we have running in our head that are not ours, that we were given somewhere. We're, you know, we're too fat, we're too thin, we're too old, we're not good enough, we can't do this, we can't. And these are really, really major programs that can be erased and cleared very fast if we're lovingly, and I always say lovingly, in an unconditional love kind of space, simply guided to make new choices. And then we start choosing words that empower instead of words that destroy. So that most people don't realize it, that the self-hate is huge in our society, and that feeds into the fear, because we're constantly being told in media, you know, the 10 best ways to relax, well, you didn't make it, you know, you're not relaxed, or, you know, God forbid, you know, you have one moment where you are not calm and cool and collected, and then suddenly you're not a real, you know, good person, and just a lot of judgment, you know. And life is a process of, and I think the only thing I can say is it's a process of being present to what is. And the voice helps us when you're in a tone, which is, you know, if we say the word at one, we have the word a tone. When you're really within toning or a tone, you're then in the power of now in the present moment. And so that's one of the gifts that we have through understanding voice, is we can come into the present moment and then have the clarity to then maybe see these different patterns and then work on them and then continue to grow, right?
Yeah. And one of the self-help things that I've been working on and been encouraging a lot of my congregants is to live in the presence, and we have a wonderful Buddhist monastery not too far from us, and they do this process by which you learn to live in the moment, you know, not before, not ahead, just learn to live in the moment. And it sounds so funny and so, well, what do you mean? We're living in the moment. But yet it's very relaxing. Well, look at that. We're almost at 20 minutes already. Here's what I'd love to do, and I know your schedule is so terrible, is I'd like to pick up with our next talk. And I want I want you to explain more about this concept of voice, mind, and spirit, you know, and how they tie together, because people don't get it. I mean,
you know, I think it's a beautiful thing, and I'd love to do that. I think that we have a lot of focus on emotions, and we also have fabulous institutes that work with the heart frequency. One's called the Heart Math Institute, and we have also a lot of talks and a lot of books on mindfulness. What a lot of people don't realize is that the voice is the connector between those two, and it's really also the door between the inner and the outer world. So it has a lot of different functions, from protecting us and protecting our heart and helping us integrate things. And it has a lot of, like I said, I mean, and I think we, you know, we're catching up now, and I'd love to do that, but I leave the audience with just thinking and sensing, maybe meditating on how many times, if you're not sleeping, you are not in voice. And the amazing thing is, normally when you wake up, you turn on a radio, there's a voice coming in, or you listen to music, you need a voice. You read the milk carton or the coffee can or the cereal box, you're looking at language, you're looking at voice. We have the word in the beginning, there was word, and the word was God. I think there's a lot to that. I think that language is the link that is bonding us, and it is tone and sound, which is the driving force behind creation, personally. I think that whenever we're quiet, then we grab a book, or we look at a magazine in the supermarket, or we then pop in a guided meditation, and it's always we're seeking voices from outside. And when we drop into meditation, normally, or into prayer, the interesting thing is that people keep on saying that this is about silence. But in my own experience, there's only silence in vacuums. So I personally think that when we're needing that moment of prayer, or needing that moment of reflection, or spending time like I do, I normally 2 hours a day I'm in meditation or prayer, it's to actually hear, number one, our own inner voice, and number two, our, you know, the higher voice, or the guidance that we are coming from, you know, the source, I would say, the source voice. And we're still seeking, normally, a voice when we're in deep meditation and silence, or even in the power of now, if we manage to find that beautiful place of balance and bliss, we are maybe even hearing a bird's voice, or the voice of the wind, or the voice of the ocean, or the voice of the cat walking through the room. But if we would be in total silence, we would be, we would be in a vacuum. All things of being have voice. And so this is very powerful to realize that we are voice, and that we are connecting through voice. You and I are also connecting this evening through voice. And my voice is carried from Berlin, Germany, through the airwaves to North Carolina, to, you know, all the places that this beautiful audience is sitting, and can be continued to be carried in the little, you know, iPhones and iPads, and I don't want to give just one company, so we'll say Samsungs and Galaxies and any other kind of MP3 players or radios or computers or whatever it is. You know, I'm not for or against any kind of companies, but we're on these airwaves which are filled and full of voices, and so it's a very powerful tool to understand the voice. So I'd love to come back and share with you more.
Well, we'll get together, you and I, and split out some times that fit into your schedule, and we'll continue this, because I do want to continue this, and I thank you so much.
Yeah.
Taking a few minutes to be with us tonight.
Beautiful. Thanks. And until the next time.
Thank you so much for spending time with us this evening. Please come back again. And remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace. Reverend Judy Hosner.